He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 488, and the month is rapidly running out. It's actually the 16th Wednesday. I'm recording this a day early. And we have an interesting gadget for you today, a company by the name of Aukey, and they're not certainly new to the Gadget Professor show by any means. I have a lot of their gear, and they make wonderful chargers and a lot of other things. Very nice, cool, high-quality company for sure. And also, I want to remind you that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I absolutely will answer all your email. So I digress for 1 second. For anybody watching the show that has a new product that would like it to be featured on the Gadget Professor show, it's real easy. Again, just email me at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will contact you. Tell me a little bit about what it is, and we can make that happen fairly quick. I am probably booked up certainly to the end of the year, but next year I have one or two openings actually in January, and that won't last long. So there you go. Let's take a look at the gadget of the day. Well, here we go. This is a USB-C Aukey Omnia 100 watt 4-port PD charger with GaN Fast, and we'll talk about that. GaN Fast, called GaN. It's a chip, actually, that they deploy inside this device to make things charge efficiently and not use a lot of electricity, yet deliver you a powerful, fast charge, faster than most. So this is a USB-C laptop charger. It also will deliver two USB 3 compatible ports, so you can charge up your MacBook with this. Yeah, your iPad Pro, your new smartphone, HP laptops, the heavy duty stuff. This does a marvelous job. And as you can see, right here, it has four outputs. Two are USB 3 and two are USB-C. And I gotta tell you, the USB-C is really becoming the popular by default type of charging device. All the new iPhones are certainly using the C. So let's take a peek at this. We'll bring this up here on camera 3. So this is what the device looks like. Here's your little manual that comes with it. It's only 2 pages, easy to understand. Here's a nice box that it comes with. And you know, I appreciate the easy recyclable packaging that they use. There's not a, you know, those polypropylene, whatever the hell it is, packages that you gotta slice and dice. You open up the box, it's done, and this is recyclable, and I like that a lot. Okay, the actual device looks like this. You have a power light here, again, four accessible charging devices, and you can charge multiple devices at once, no problem there. Two USB 3 and two USB-C, and basically you are going to plug this into the wall, and your connecting pins to plug in the wall are conveniently located there. I like this because there is no power cord required. It's built right in. So literally, you're just going to toss this in your pocket or in your briefcase or whatever it is, your purse, and you've got the juice that you need. Real easy, nice. Comes in black and white. This is absolutely a brand new, cutting edge technology. And it says for description, four port fast charging, simultaneously charge two laptops, one phone, and one pair of earbuds, automatically optimizing the power supply to all these connected devices. That's pretty good in itself. So you can charge four devices at once here. 100 watt, that's a lot of beef, 25 watts roughly, if you want to divide it out like that per spot for charging. But really, it calculates out what the current is required for each device that you're charging. So that's nice. And this says it's small yet really potent. It will fully charge a MacBook Pro 16-inch in just 1.8 hours. That is fast, especially for a beefy computer like that. So this is a really nice device. A streamlined GaN power system enables, and that's the chip, the Aki 102PD charger to be 20% smaller than the MacBook Pro charger. And it has a smaller footprint. Obviously, this particular model is the PA-B7. Now, oddly enough, it's unavailable because it's brand new. You'll see this very soon, and I was fortunate enough to get one to review. Don't make any mistake about it. This company, Aki, has some pretty cool, powerful devices, and I'm not going to take the time to read everything. But look right there, 45 watts. 45 watts of power per USB-C, and then you got 12 watts, which is pretty beefy for the standard USB 3. So here it shows you a table roughly of what each requirement is. A smartphone is like 12 watts, tablets are 35 watts. And a high-end laptop is 100 watts, and this charger, as I said, will easily do that and deliver that power. So, again, I like it because it's nice and small, it's powerful, it will scientifically charge your device as fast as possible. And we talked about this little Omnia GaN chip. This is the industry standard now. It's the leading chip. It's called a gallium nitride GaN. GaN fast technology. Enjoy high powered speed for charging your smartphone and laptop from a product no bigger than a charger, iPhone charger. So, pretty nice device. I expect, by the way, before I go on, there's a ton of things that this will charge. And if you look on Amazon, you'll see. I mean, the iPro, the i12 Pro and iPro Max are the latest iPhones out there, not even a year old, and it will charge those. So this is the latest and greatest, for sure, charging device. You won't be unhappy with it. I suspect this is going to come out at a price tag of about, I would say, $40 to $50 if I had a guess. So again, they're out of stock. They don't have them right now, but if you're in need of a charger, keep your eye on this. I think you'll be very, very happy with it. Now, this week, I did get an email, and it was basically, I have a bunch of cameras. I watch your show, and I have a bunch of cameras, but I have an Android phone, and I can see all the cameras on the Android fine. Is it possible to see them on the PC, like on my laptop? So here's the answer, Joan, to that question. The PC obviously runs your Windows, Microsoft Windows operating system, and obviously your Android smartphone, I don't care what kind it is going to run the, your iOS, your Android operating system. So what you need to do is basically somehow emulate on the PC the Android operating system. And there's several ways of doing it, but let's just cut to the chase. The easiest way to do this by far is by using a product called BlueStax. This is a piece of software that you're going to buy, and this is essentially a downloaded software that will emulate an Android system, which will mean that you can run all your Android apps, all your games, including your cameras, which I know are not games, but you'll be able to emulate on the PC, and it works quite well, and it's very easy to install all your Android devices. So you can load any software that you currently have on your Android phone. You install this BlueStax software, and away you go. And this shows you, the website gives you everything that you would like to know about it, and it's very good. It really is very good. So this BlueStacks will run everything that you want that was on your Android, on your PC. Nice, no problem. Easy to download, so that will definitely, I think, solve your problem. BlueStacks, just go to BlueStacks.com, and this has been around for a while, and at this point, it's been quite refined, so I don't think you'll have any problems with it. Okay, let's get into some apps of the day. The first app I'm going to call to your attention, which is 100% free, and of course, there are in-app purchases if you so desire. This is called Onion Browser. This is free to install and free to use. This is the original and free open source top-powered web browser for your iOS. Yeah, Onion Browser helps you surf the internet more safely and extremely private, and it's free to download. So I would check this out if you are concerned about doing some private browsing or some transactions, whatever it may be, on a very private browser. Totally free. Onion Browser, been around for a long, long, long while. Very good and easy to use. This next app is called Kobo Books. This is actually a multi-purpose app that will allow you to read books, any books that you've purchased, like Kindle or whatever. This is a utility that will allow you to read them. Also, you can watch and listen to, I guess you can't watch, audiobooks. It will let you listen to audiobooks. Very nice, very robust app. Totally free. I don't even think they have in-app purchases on this. Join the millions of readers around the world to access ebooks and audiobooks with one app. Go shuffless and take your reading adventures on the go. Over 6 million titles to choose from. There's something for everybody to read and listen to. So check this out. Gets very high ratings, 4.6. That's a good rating. All right. This next one... it's really a good app. That's why I'm recommending it. It's going to set you back $3.99. Now, this is called Facetune. You need Facetune because anybody who's watching this show, I know that you take selfies of you or pictures of other people, and you want to look marvelous at all times. And this is worth the $3.99 because it works real well, and this is going to fix your mug. Yeah. Anybody's mug, no matter how ugly they are, this is going to make you look marvelous. So check this out. Facetune helps you look your Hollywood best, even photos taken on mobile phones. Well, no kidding. The New York Times endorses that for whatever that's worth. And Facetune is a powerful portrait and selfie photo editor. Check this out. You're going to like this. And, you know, if you have kids, teenagers especially, they're going to love this app. So take a peek at it. Let me know what you think. All right. This next app is a no-brainer. You have to load this app if you ever want to do any kind of creative work or editing on photographs that you've taken on your phone. This is Adobe Photoshop Mix. This will allow you to cut out things, combine images, do all kinds of really interesting types of composites, create anything that you imagine anywhere that you are. Use the official Photoshop Mix app to share your professional, multi-layered, and designs in just seconds. Seconds, yeah. So you might want to download this. It's 100% free. I like this particular app on my iPad. It just seems to be easier to use. In general, I like the iPad to do editing on because it's just bigger. That's the only reason. But if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, it will work perfectly fine. This is probably one of the top three photo apps that I would recommend, and it happens to be free, so that's nice. Now, if any of you people are ever planning to travel again, this app may be good for you. It's called Hopper. This is a neat app because it will project what the cost of the flight and or a hotel deal will be. They might tell you that, you know, the deals are coming out next Thursday, or wait till tomorrow till you book your flight. This is totally free. I have used this several times, and I actually have saved quite a bit of money and also time by using this app. You can book your entire trip, your flight, and your hotels. It will help you find where the savings are on any particular day or for any particular season. So check it out. Hooper predicts prices for flights and hotels with 95% accuracy up to 1 year in advance. You can watch the trip right in the app, and we'll send you notification as to when the best time is to buy. So 4.8 out of 5. Very highly recommended. I have used this. I do use this, and I like it a lot. Now, this next app, I believe, is available for both operating systems. I use this on the Android operating system device that I have, and it's just a simple reminder. And it will tell you at 3 o'clock, you know, call Joe, or don't forget to buy bread, or whatever. And I like it because it is simple. It's free. It does contain ads, which is a pain in the neck. You can buy a better version if you want. But for me, a notification reminder app, you can just set reminders and notifications instantly, or set a schedule for notifications that will be automatically pushed to you. And you can also check to see what you forgot by looking at past reminders. So it's a nice little app. And if you want a simple app to remind you when to do things or call or things like that, it's a good app for that. And then last but not least, I am a big fan of all these power amp equalizers. I really like using these because it shapes the sound. If you're listening to news radio, which I do pretty much all night, or talk radio, I like the voice to be sharpened. And what I mean by that is the your human voice response, the sound of your voice, is about 1,000 kilohertz. So these actually allow you to acoustically adjust the frequency response of what you're listening to on the phone. So I can cut down on the bass and boost the treble, or actually boost that sweet spot of about 800 hertz to maybe, I don't know, 3,000 kilohertz. And that makes the voice, to me, sound crisper. Now, you may hear it differently than I do, obviously. And that's the beauty of fine-tuning using one of these audio equalizers. There are hundreds of them out there. Some are better than others. This one happens to be totally free, obviously, which is why I use it. But it is very good. PowerAmp Equalizer is an advanced audio processing app on PowerAmp, a PowerAmp player with many features and options. It has a power-based equalizer, configurable number of bands, which I like, or you can customize between 5 and 32 different frequency responses. That's what I like. So if I'm listening to the news, I click on one custom setting, if you will. If I want to listen to jazz, I might want a little bit more bass. I'll use a different customized setting. It's nice about this is I can set those and don't have to go back in each time. The other thing is sometimes I'll put my phone on and use it through a Bluetooth speaker or something like that, or even my headset. And going into these various adjustable preset packs that you've set, it does a real nice job with that. So I like this one for the Android operating system. I'm pretty sure it's available on the iPhone also, but these products are really good. And if you're not using them, there's a ton of them that are available for free, and it really will significantly enhance any audio that you're listening to. If you ever listen to classical music, oh my God, these equalizers are an absolute must. It makes a huge difference. So by all means, check those out. And that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I will be back next week. And today is the 16th. So in another about 2 weeks-ish, I'm going to have a show on the best gadgets of the year, and you'll definitely want to watch that. And then next week I will have a current update on what's going to happen for CES 2021. Sounds weird, 2021, but I will be doing a special show for the Consumer Electronics Show coming up I think the second week. I think it's January 12th. I can't remember, but we'll have more information on that. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be safe. Have a great week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.